It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We've heard and discussed at length the problems confronting those wishing to save the financially troubled August Wilson Center in the last year. Right now, the fate of that facility hangs in the balance as a judge weighs an offer to sell the building to pay off its debts. Janera Solomon is the executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. She acknowledges there were missteps that led to the current state of affairs at the August Wilson Center. However, she is leading a group committed to achieving a vision for the center that will celebrate August Wilson, African-American culture, and the city, the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee. She joins us now in Studio A to share her vision for the center's future. Janera Solomon, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Do you think media coverage of the center's travails has been missing something?
Well, I think, you know, the good news is that lots of people are talking about the center. There are probably more folks talking now than they were prior to the troubles.
There are indeed a lot of people. This is in the news and doesn't seem to be going anywhere anytime soon.
Exactly. So I think, you know, that signals that it's important, that people value, people think it's an important story. I would love to see a little bit more coverage of, you know, national stories around arts and recovery. I mean, what's happening to the August Wilson Center? It's unique for Pittsburgh, but in terms of new centers, new organizations that struggle within their first 5 years, first 10 years, this is not a unique thing, especially given the economic crisis from 2008 and the recovery overall in the country. So,
can you give us some examples of that?
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a couple of new institutions like the Asian Arts Museum in San Francisco, the Museum of the African Diaspora also in San Francisco. There are more established organizations that have gone through recoveries like Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival, the Apollo Theater in New York. There are museums that have gone through troubles, restructured, changed leadership, changed a programmatic approach. So this idea of organizations stumbling, whether it's financial or programmatic or leadership, unfortunately, it's sort of the state of affairs for arts organizations at times, and that's part of the challenge. Part of the challenge of being a sustainable organization is figuring out how to weather these storms really smartly and actually how to predict when changes are going to come and then adjust what you're doing accordingly. So I think giving Pittsburgh, the folks who are following this story, giving them a sense of what's happening and how this particular center fits within a national scale will be an important addition to the media coverage.
Join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address, ESSPGH@WESA.FM, on Twitter @ESSPGH. Follow the conversation @EPLive. What do you think were the missteps that put the August Wilson Center in its current predicament, and what are the solutions? 412-246-2002 to get in on the conversation with our guest, Janera Solomon, executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater and the person who is heading up the group, the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee. We recently covered this topic, Janera, on Essential Pittsburgh with City Paper reporter Rebecca Nuttall.
Mm-hmm.
And we received a call from a woman named Kimberly who summed up the challenges facing the August Wilson Center this way. Let's listen.
Those of us who are concerned about saving the August Wilson Center as is and who are very, very upset with the previous administration and the situation that they put us in, we decided to start from the ground up and take what was working and what was fantastic about the August Wilson Center and to reconfigure it and to reorganize. And that has been happening simultaneously. And I want everybody to be very clear about that. So it is a problem to be a tenant in your own center. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, the founders raised $36 million for this building, and it wasn't a poor venture. You know, opening during a recession, having construction overruns, and not having initial operating costs, those are all major issues that everybody should understand. Well, and then, of course, even with those issues, the August Wilson Center could have overcome them, but that mismanagement or whatever was going on in the administration is what really caused our downfall in the end.
So what about what Kimberly is saying here? And again, that was a call that came into a previous program that we did. We were listening to the recording of Kimberly's comments, and clearly she is pointing to the Ravenstahl administration saying they dropped the ball, and that was a big part of the problem here. And I know that your appearance today, Janera, is not necessarily to assign blame to anyone, but at the same time, how do you look at the mistakes that were made, and what are the things going forward that need to be overcome here?
Well, you know, I think Kim's right. This was a major undertaking to produce a center like this. It was a grassroots effort, probably one of the best examples recently of a grassroots effort where folks are dreaming of ideas, you know, around a coffee table to actually imagining a major facility. So, you know, it's I think one of the big mistakes, and yes, it was a big idea, and some folks question that. They say maybe it was too big of an idea.
What do you think?
I don't think so. I like big ideas. That's what keeps me going at the Kelly Strayhorn. That's the reason for doing this work. But I think when you have a big idea, you've got a plan. So, you know, Kim spoke of some of the strengths. I think one of the strengths is certainly, you know, foundations coming together with government, with individuals, with artists. I mean, it was really a community effort to create the center. I think sometimes people underestimate how important that is after the center opens. And this happens all the time. People lead major campaigns. Lots of people get involved. There's excitement. And then it's finished. And organizations don't always think about how to continue that momentum and how to keep people engaged and how to keep them involved. And I think that was a clear misstep, something that needs some thought.
So what would you like to see done in order to save the center so that its original mission is upheld?
Well, you know, I think Kim's right. It's important to look at strengths. During the center's time, you know, we started these community conversations the past couple of weeks, and we asked folks, what were your favorite memories of the center? And there were lots and lots of examples of great programming that happened at the center that people really enjoyed. I think the focus on local artists with their fellows program, as well as the resident companies, the jazz orchestra, the dance ensemble. We had a lot of examples of great experiences that audiences had with those programs. Whether the new center can sustain them in the way they were established before is a question. Probably not. And so I think it's important in this planning effort to really think about strategic partnerships. You can't do this stuff alone, and the partnerships need to really last. They're not just one time. And to think about where revenue comes from. I mean, you know, I'm in the nonprofit arts business. We're not money's not growing on trees, so you really have to be thoughtful about the balance between your earned revenue and your contributed income, and really be, you know, sometimes you can't do all the things you want to do, and you usually can't do them all at once. So it's really about being smart and thoughtful and carefully recovering. I mean, I think that's the key.
Was there some overreach that occurred here?
You know, again, and you said it, I don't want to necessarily lay blame. I mean, this is a big idea. And again, you have volunteers who are board members. You have new leadership. Both of the leadership teams were outside of Pittsburgh. You know, they came in at a disadvantage there. Overreach, I think, no. Again, I think, you know, people ask me, Janera, do you think there's an audience for this? Yes. Do you think there's enough programming? Yes. Do you think there's the will to support it in this community? Yes. However, can you do everything all at once? No. What kind of leader do you need? Is it just one person? No. It's a dynamic team. What's the role of the board? What type of board do you need? Well, you need a board that's not only, you know, supportive of the mission, but have clear experience and expertise related to how these kinds of institutions work. So it's overreach, no, but really careful planning.
And one of the things Kimberly brought up was the fact that she has identified some people, that some big name people, presumably with deep pockets, who are lining up to get involved. Are you getting that sense as well?
I am. I think, you know, this is a national story. I travel a lot, and the first thing people say to me is, what's going on with that August Wilson Center? It's a big question.
So this is outside of Pittsburgh?
Outside of Pittsburgh, in New York, in San Francisco. And I was in Chicago recently. So this is a big story, and we have, you know, August Wilson, he said it in his plays. This is a rich place with dynamic history. There are lots of people who are from here, who have connections here, still believe in the center, believe in Pittsburgh. So is the potential there? Yes. But people want to give to something that they're confident about. They have to know, they want to know what the plan is, and they want to know who's involved, and they want to be sure that their gift is really going to make a difference.
So what is the plan? And we're getting close to a break here, but in the next minute or so, and we can elaborate on it after the break, but can you tell us what plans the committee has in place to help pay off debts and save the center? Everybody seems to be preoccupied with paying off that debt. Is that a priority?
Yes, it is a priority. And I think, you know, our plan right now is working with a variety of stakeholders, foundations, the mayor, the county executive, individuals, and Dollar Bank, too, to see what sort of resolution we can come to. Again, though, once the debts are paid off, let's say you have the keys to the building tomorrow, what will you do? I mean, how will it work? What will we do differently? And I think that that's really key, and that's where our planning efforts are focused now. And we really want to come back to this idea of August Wilson. I mean, who is he? What does it mean to have a center that embodies his legacy, or his artistic legacy, as well as his legacy as a person? I mean, what did he stand for? Do we even know? I mean, I think that's important to – that's something the center should hinge on. And we're taking the time now to really fully understand that.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA, and we're talking with Janera Solomon. She's executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, and she is leading a group committed to achieving a vision for the center that will celebrate August Wilson, African-American culture, and the city. It's the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee. What are your thoughts about those efforts, and what ideas do you have about the future vision for the August Wilson Center? We'd like you to join the conversation at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. We'll continue our conversation on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We are talking about the problems confronting those wishing to save the financially troubled August Wilson Center. Right now, the fate of the facility hangs in the balance as a judge weighs an offer to sell the building to pay off its debts. Our guest is Janera Solomon. She's executive director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, and she's with a group committed to achieving a vision for the center that will celebrate August Wilson, African-American culture, and the city, the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee. You can join the conversation at 412-246-2002, and we will go to the phones. We have James in Aliquippa. James, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh. You're on with Janera Solomon.
Hello.
Hi, James.
Hi.
Hi. Look, August Wilson is one of the greatest playwrights of our time, but I think
Agreed.
The center made a mistake in selling him as the greatest black playwright. You got to cast a wider net. The whole marketing process that was put together for the August Wilson Center made it sound like it was tilted toward black people, and it's not. It's for all of us, and I think it was sold incorrectly. Got a beautiful building and a terrific location and what, in my opinion, a terrific product to sell. But it's not being sold properly. I think people are looking at the August Wilson Center because they're being told constantly that he's a black playwright, when that's obvious. Sell it as a black playwright.
Sell it as a
community resource.
Well, Bill, let me jump in. Regardless of whether you're saying that August Wilson is the greatest American playwright, the greatest playwright from Pittsburgh, greatest African-American playwright, aren't you maybe, and I say this with a smile on my face, are you reading too much into that? If in fact, the billing was the August Wilson Center named for the greatest African-American playwright?
I think that's what it was named after.
Well, no, I know, I know that.
That's okay,
but was it billed that way?
That way to the public?
Genera, was it? Did you have the sense that that is in fact the way that it was being marketed?
No, but I would say that they had a marketing problem overall. I mean, again, I think it's typical to arts organizations. You spend most of your time and resources on programming, and then you think, oh, yeah, we have to do the marketing. It's a major challenge. One of the key things we heard in the community conversations was the lack of communication repeatedly was a concern. You know, everyone said that that was their biggest frustration with the AWC. I do think it's important that people perceive the center as inclusive, and so that's an important part of the communications message. But I think communication overall is the major challenge there.
412-246-2002. Again, our number to join the conversation, 412-246-2002. Let's go to Evan in Squirrel Hill. Evan, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hi there.
I think it's important to remember before the August Wilson Center for African American Culture was named that, it was the African American Cultural Center. And as such, it was... It brought a lot of cultural arts to Pittsburgh. It programmed a lot of our downtown theaters. It programmed.
Evan? We seem to have lost Evan. Hopefully he can call back and state his question. We really didn't get the full nature of what it was. Let's talk about a renewed vision for the center. What is the committee's vision? How would you change the outlook on things in terms of the strategic vision for the future?
Well, you know, we're still working to figure that out. I think there's some key things we've heard so far from our advisors and locally. It's certainly important to think about local artists and local talent. What's the relationship between the August Wilson Center and artists, independent artists, and resident companies that are here? We think that that was sort of it was started with the fellowship program and the resident companies, but not fully fleshed out. We also think it's important to really be a place for learning, to be an education center. The relationships with schools, with families, that seems to be an important piece that again was talked about, but not fully fleshed out. And certainly, August Wilson, the playwright. I mean, what are we doing? How can we become the place known nationally or even internationally for this American playwright who had this very unique approach and these very unique stories from Pittsburgh? And what might that mean? Some sort of institute, professional development training? Is it the place where people who are interested in cultural centers come and learn what it means to run a cultural center? We're not sure, but I think that's important.
It should part of it be the emphasizing August Wilson's work and staging that work? I mean, wouldn't that be integral to the mission?
Yeah, that seems key, and we've had some interesting conversations about that. Lots of folks right now actually are really investigating August Wilson. There's the monologue contest. There's the work that the August Wilson Theater in New York is doing. There's even work here with WQED and PBS around an educational materials for his work. So I think, yes, thinking about his work and also thinking about future playwrights and how his work influences them is an interesting thing.
And also just his statements about the human condition. Yeah. His work just remains so relevant to the problems that we're still working through today, does it not?
Exactly. I mean, I think there's so much. I mean, his work and also he as a person, you know, he took stances on the role that arts ought to play in communities, and that's something that we can be inspired by.
Our guest is Genera Solomon, director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater, leading the group that is committed to revisioning the center, the August Wilson Center Recovery Committee. 412-246-2002 if you'd like to join the conversation with Genera Solomon. And Evan from Squirrel Hill is back. So, Evan, glad you made it back to us. And go ahead and finish your thought on the August Wilson Center.
Sure. Thank you again. I think that the cultural organization is very valid in Pittsburgh. It had previously programmed our art galleries and theaters downtown, bringing in pertinent African American art to the city. And I think that the logic was that if the organization is renting theater space and renting art gallery space, the logical progression of that is to build our own theater and build our own art gallery. And I think that that's sort of where the organization that was previously renting space in the Alcoa building ran into trouble. I think that maybe they were shooting a little bit too high. I think that if the organization goes sort of came full circle back to the bringing the cultural art to Pittsburgh, I think that's where the value is in Pittsburgh, and maybe you know, pulling back a little bit on having their own facility.
And, well, Janera's nodding as you speak, Evan, so she seems to be in agreement with you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that I don't think it's overreaching. I think we have to have big ideas. That's what life is all about for me. And as arts people, we're inspired by big ideas. But it's true to think about culture and the role of culture, and that the center downtown is a place, and it's an important place. I mean, it is there, though. So, you know, for folks who say, well, you know, maybe it was too big, well, it's too late. It's already there, and we see potential for it. That said, I think some of the programming that the August Wilson organization did prior to the building, there was a festival called the First Voice Festival. It programmed in spaces around town. There were events at the Kelly Strayhorn. There were events at the Alloy Studios, at the Hazlet. It worked with local and national artists. So thinking about in this recovery effort what those relationships to the other community organizations can be, and how real partnerships can connect people to culture, to Black culture, which is extremely rich and deep, and I do believe that Pittsburghers are interested in it.
And the August Wilson Center is in the middle of the cultural district, and yet the sense that some people have is that there was a disconnect, that the August Wilson Center was on this sort of island by itself and not, for whatever reason, connecting with the other cultural entities in that area.
Exactly. I think that, you know, physically and programmatically, we need to think about that bridge between the AWC and the other cultural district institutions, and developing a plan. Part of the recovery is not only the center itself, but what will we do to connect that part of downtown? I mean, I think the idea was that the AWC would lead to filling in from the cultural district, the rest of the cultural district. We should be having conversations about that as well, because the center on an island by itself is a recipe for disaster.
Who are some of the stakeholders and national advisors you've spoken with about alternative routes for the center, and what insights have they offered?
Well, we've got two really great folks at this point, Mickey Shepard, who's the executive producer at the Apollo Theater, and Ken Foster, who's now director of a leadership program at USC, but ran the Yerba Buena Center and led their turnaround. They've both been here to Pittsburgh. They've been listening to the conversations, and they've said some really interesting things. I mean, they both have shared the importance of connecting back with August Wilson and really thinking about what it means to be named for him. It is different. Being an African-American cultural center is a very different thing from being an August Wilson center. So we think it's important to flesh that out. They both think so as well. They've both said it's important to take it slowly. You know, this idea of biting off too much is key. And again,
and that's what I was referring to earlier about the overreach.
Exactly. So it's a fine line, because they've both said you need a big idea. I mean, big ideas, that's what gets people excited. That's why individuals give. That's why foundations give. So it's got to have a big vision, something that's really going to impact the region. And then you have to think about how you'll roll it out. It has to be done carefully and slowly. And so it's probably a one-year plan, then a three-year, then a five-year. We're not talking about, you know, our committee is not going to roll out a 20-year recovery plan, because we have to remain flexible, which is the other key point they've both made. The world is changing. It's changing every day. You know, imagine the way we communicate today, the way we learn about arts activities, the way we spend time. It's so different from even 5 years ago. I mean, someone was saying to me today about Facebook events, the invites. You know, you get so many now, it's like, oh, you can't even keep up. Well, imagine 5 years ago, no one got Facebook. I mean, very few people got Facebook invites. So things are changing. So as an organization, as a cultural organization, you've got to stay with the culture. So you've got to be fresh, and that means you have to be flexible. So those are some of the things we're hearing. Our next steps are to continue to have a few more conversations and really start to dig deep in two areas. One is programming. What might this program actually look like in year one, year three, year five? And two, how might we sustain it financially? I mean, how much is it going to cost? And what kind of revenue model can support it?
Are there any scenarios here in which the August Wilson Center would be a tenant that are acceptable to you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, you know, I know some people would say, no, no way. But you know, I think of recovery as slow. You know, when I started the Kelly Strayhorn Theater back in 2008, it was sort of on the verge of closing. It had gone through several challenging moments, and they were at one when I was hired, where it was a $300,000 organization with less than $100,000 in the bank at that time. And my job, I was handed a strategic plan and told, go ahead and make this happen, which I was excited about because I thought, okay, wow, this neighborhood theater, this rich history of Gene Kelly, Billy Strayhorn, you've got Peabody, you have, you know, all this
in
history.
The heart
this
of Liberty. East Liberty.
Exactly.
Yep.
So I said, okay, we can figure this out. Now we're a $1.2 million organization with a variety of programs and two facilities, but that doesn't happen overnight. And so, you know, I think it's you've got to be thoughtful. So in the KST case, the building is leased. We lease it from the Community Development Agency. In Yerba Buena's case in San Francisco, they formed a new entity that owned the building, and then the organization contracted with this entity to run programming in it. So it's essentially sort of a lease situation. So I think there are many scenarios, and we have to be thoughtful about it. At the end of the day, though, the center is beautiful. I mean, it's beautifully designed. It's a wonderful building, and I think it's people agree that it's for arts and culture, and it's for August Wilson.
We're down to just a few seconds. Mayor Bill Peduto, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald have called for court-appointed conservator Judith Fitzgerald to step down because they say preserving the center is not her highest priority. What do you think?
Oh, I'd love to say no comment, but I think that we are looking for conserving it. And I'm really thankful and I'm proud of Mayor Peduto and County Executive for taking a firm stance on this.
Are you optimistic?
I am.
Janera Solomon is Executive Director of the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. She's leading a group committed to achieving a vision for the center that will celebrate August Wilson, the August Wilson, African-American culture, and the city. The August Wilson Center Recovery Committee is the committee that she oversees. Janera Solomon, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Coming up, remembering pioneering journalist and activist Bill Nunn. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.